KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. Radar shows some light rain occurring over the western third, almost the western half of Iowa at this point in time. There are some light showers over Atlantic, but most of those are not making it to the ground, at least according to a look out the back door just a few moments ago. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, time's running out for Nebraska and Iowa homeowners, renters, and business owners to apply for federal help to recover from this past spring's flooding. When the Omaha World Herald reports that Wednesday, the Nebraska deadline for individual assistance from FEMA, the Iowa deadline is July the 1st. FEMA aid can cover home repairs and renovations, rental assistance, the replacement of ruined belongings, and other disaster-related costs not covered by insurance. The grants do not have to be repaid. They average between $3,000 and $5,000 per household nationally. FEMA spokeswoman Deanna Fraser said that the number has been higher so far in Iowa at about $11,000 per household. Fraser also says homeowners can't expect the aid to cover all the costs of renovating or rebuilding. She says FEMA is, quote, not designed to make you whole again. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says they're looking to fill temporary positions in Council Bluffs, Sioux City, and the Des Moines suburb of Windsor Heights. Spokesperson Deanna Fraser said the agency is hoping to hire for a variety of jobs.
Many of the positions we will train for. I think that something with a business skill set is always helpful, but not necessary. And some of the positions, like I said, are skilled in engineering, and those type of positions, of course, do pay more.
Fraser says the pay depends upon the type of job you'll be doing.
These positions range anywhere from $16 an hour up to $42 an hour.
And the jobs are not permanent.
These positions are for 120 days, and they may be extended in 120-day increments based on the need of the disaster.
You can find out more about the jobs online.
They can go to usajobs.gov and type in FEMA local hire in the search box and Iowa in the location box, and then detailed information will be provided for each position, including pay, benefits, and the application deadline. And the deadline to apply is July 2nd, or once 200 applications have been received for each position.
Fraser says Iowa's low unemployment rate has made it tougher to find people to fill the jobs that are not permanent. A section of interstate in southwest Iowa that was reopened after flooding in March and then closed again in May is now back open. DOT planner Scott Sewer in Atlantic says traffic started moving Wednesday afternoon on Interstate 29 from Interstate 680 to the Missouri border. And he says there are still much more work to do on that stretch of road.
A little bit of shoulder repair that will need to be done, but some of the measures that we installed this spring and into April and May held up, and we don't have near the damage that we had back in March.
Sewer says they used one repair technique in particular that held up after the flood water came a second time.
We installed a product called Fleximat, and it basically stabilizes the slope near the shoulder, and that helped the water run over the slope without actually degrading underneath the pavement. And we actually had a layer of asphalt that helped hold that in place too. So between those two things, it pretty much helped keep the pavement and the shoulder from being undermined.
And he says they've been trying different techniques like this as they fix the miles of flood-damaged roads.
Obviously, no one wants to go in there and do things twice, so we're trying to find ways that we can protect ourselves in the event of another flooding.
There are still several stretches of highway that floodwaters are preventing from being repaired and reopened.
We've got U.S. 34, Iowa 2, and portions of I-29 south of U.S. 34 to the Missouri border that are closed. And then we've got an area on I-29 in Council Bluffs that waters over the roadway. It's kind of a low-lying area. And then we've got water over the roadway at the 67-mile marker. And so we're basically just kind of waiting for the water to recede so we can inspect the pavement.
And they've had some dry days to get work done, but Sewer says they know the potential for flooding remains.
We just have to continue to monitor because the water may go up at any time or down. Obviously, with no rainfall right now, that is helping. But we're just going to have to continue to monitor it, make sure that it's going to be safe to open back up.
And again, you can check 511ia.org on the web, the Iowa 511 mobile app. apps or call 511 within Iowa for up-to-date closure information on state-owned roads in Iowa. Elsewhere in state news, authorities in central Iowa say a Jasper County man has died after being trapped in a grain bin. The Jasper County Sheriff's Office and other first responders were alerted to a man trapped in the bin near Kellogg just after 8 a.m. on Thursday. First responders found 78-year-old Bill Hotker of rural Kellogg inside the bin. Once Hotker was freed, he was flown by helicopter to a Des Moines hospital where he died. An autopsy has been ordered. Iowa has one of the nation's oldest populations by percentage, and it means the state's graying residents need to be especially cautious with their money, particularly in this digital age. Ron Long, director of Elder Client Initiatives at Wells Fargo Advisors, said the term elder financial abuse covers a wide range of crimes.
It's all sorts of evil, predatory behavior that can run the gamut from forging checks, misusing a power of attorney, literally using scare tactics or exaggerated claims to get money out of older people.
A recent survey found 81% of older Americans say they're confident they'd fall victim, or rather never fall victim, that is, to elder financial abuse. Yet nearly half said they know of someone who'd already been swindled. For Iowans who are worried about an elder parent getting duped, Long says there are a few avenues to pursue.
Set up a large transaction alert. You and your mom would decide how much it is, but anything over $500, $750, you would at least get an alert that it's happened. Most times it's perfectly fine, but you would at least know. We also look to have duplicate statements sent to a trusted person.
Long says it's not taking control of an older person's finances. It's just putting up a second set of eyes to work, looking for anything that's questionable. He also suggests setting up auto bill payments for convenience and to eliminate the worry from callers who claim they're with a utility that you're late in paying and they threaten to shut off your power or water. Prevention starts with a conversation, Long says, although it could be difficult to begin such a chat.
Not an easy one. We often say start with yourself. Mom, I've started to look at some of the things I need to put in place. I would like to start talking to you about some of the things I'm doing and use that as an entree.
Two-thirds of the elder financial abuse crimes are committed by someone known to the victim, either a friend, a relative, or a caretaker. About 15% of Iowans age 65 and older. Iowa ranks fourth in the nation for percentage of residents 65 and over, behind West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and number one, Florida. And finally, in state news, two longtime Iowa political foes will face off today in Des Moines. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Former Governor Terry Branstad has flown back from his post as U.S. ambassador to China and will be on the witness stand today. He'll be questioned by Roxanne Conlon, the Des Moines attorney Branstad defeated in 1984 to win his first term as governor. Conlon is representing a state administrator who accuses Branstad of pressuring him to resign because he's gay. Branstad has denied the charge. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.